So would legislation being submitted to supply funding for the additional testing be a good source of revenue?
So legislation could be put forward that doesn't guarantee that funding will be appropriated for that work. We are not submitting a request for that funding at this time.
Questions. The European Union is already throwing down on lobsters, American lobsters, which are these two. You know, are you following the press? Because obviously this story, as conservative as you've made it, is still going to go through all the seafood press around the world.
Are we following the EU's?
Well, yeah, that's. I don't know, this will be just some more fat for them to throw in the fire there.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, we still need to notify the impacted public that we're doing this. We've not tried to elevate it to, any sort of sensationalism. We believe we're making, taking a very protective action here and doing what we can to protect the brand. So.
Right. Are there any stats on, say, Massachusetts lobster mercury levels or other New England ones, because obviously they're historical legacy dumps of all sorts of waste all around the coast.
But I'm not aware of any.
No?
Not aware. No.
Okay.
Sure. And, if you have any exact numbers on how many washing flash bags that's going to be impacted by this new closure, or in some where?
No, not exact figures. At the time of the original closure, we did estimate the number of lobstermen in the surrounding towns to be somewhere around, I think, around 150. And then Marine Patrol, identified under 20, I think, who were who were harvesting in that area with any significant amount of gear for any significant amount of time. Certainly, I think there are other crab fishermen who are impacted. And with the expanded closure, we haven't had patrol do a better analysis for us of the number of vehicles impacted.
And I would just add to that, Joel, is I think it's the people that are being displaced are also impacting other people. That's the thing that we need to. So it's not just a direct impact of the closure.
Have there been lobster migratory studies in Penobscot Bay?
Generally further down the bay. There are no tagging studies.
In the upper purveyor of the river. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of a gap that perhaps we ought to ask some PhD seekers to look into.
It's a question.
Okay.
Fair question. We just received the final report from the analysis work, and then had the opportunity to look at it, to digest it, to communicate with our colleagues at CDC about it within the last month or so. And those decisions just take a little bit of time. Certainly tried to, the reason we made an emergency closure was to try to get this in place prior to people setting more gear, but we realize it's a little later in the season than we might have liked.
I recognize mariners may still use the word swab point, but that's not what it's called any longer.
Rocking point, right? Point. Thank you for the correction. We certainly are not looking to offend anyone. We understand that that name has been corrected, and we're grateful that someone brought that to our attention. We looked at the chart. The current NOAA chart still says squaw point, unfortunately. And
I think the Google map also.
I'm sorry?
The Google Earth map also
Google
identifies
Earth
it as squaw point.
As well. So, again, we're trying to communicate to people who are using charts, as you rightly noted. So, we apologize. Certainly not intended to offend anyone.
One thing, now I don't know whether there's any seaweed harvesting in that area, or rockweed, any of that, but I know, looking at studies, that that rockweed and other seaweeds will accumulate mercury, and Would you ever look at that if there's, as I say, I don't know if there's anybody doing harvesting there, if it's too brackish, but somebody going to look into that? Because obviously that's another whole can of seaweed.
I'm not aware of anyone doing harvesting there, so we have not spent too much time looking at that at this time. Certainly it's a fair question.
Okay, thanks.
All right, well, thank you all for coming. We'll be here for a few minutes, for a little while, as long as anyone wants to chat. The posters are out in the hall that show in proper color the testing work, the sampling that was done and what the analysis showed. So take a look at those on your way out, and maybe Carl can head out and Andy can head out to be available if folks have questions out in the lobby near those posters. And certainly, as far as information goes, if anyone would like any additional resources to follow up, I'd be happy to have you contact me at the department. Again, my name is Meredith. You can call DMR and ask to be directed to me or to Carl, and we will do what we can to get you the information you're looking for.
Are you both in Hallowell, or?
We're both in Augusta.